been listening to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Ion Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
And welcome back. Peter Greenberg here with you as Ion Travel continues from Las Vegas. And of course, you can always reach me, Peter at PeterGreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's go right to some of those emails. Here's one from Tammy. He writes, how do I get a refund when an airline can't get a person to a destination on time? I had a flight with Delta Airlines from Milwaukee to Atlanta and then on to Destin, Florida. The flight from Milwaukee was delayed so that I couldn't make my connecting flight. I asked the agent about another flight to get to Atlanta. He said they had nothing, nor did he see any other carrier options, but I could check myself. Well, that was helpful. I did find a flight with Southwest with 50 empty seats and booked. I went back to Delta agent and got a later flight with them to Florida. I also asked about a refund and was given a card. I called that number and let them know I wouldn't be waiting for the delayed flight, but flying with another carrier. Once arriving in Atlanta, I encountered one delayed flight after another, continuing to go to agents to inquire about other flights. I finally made it to my destination after running through the airport at 62 years of age. Don't feel so bad, Tammy. I'm older than you and I'm still running. They give me a $129 refund, but I requested the $249 to cover the new flight I had to book. They claim I had to have them endorse that new flight for a refund, and they don't refund after the fact. I was not told this by the agent and made it clear to them how it all occurred. Okay, let me tell you what happened, Tammy. There's an old rule on file with the Department of Transportation. It goes back to the days of the Civil Aeronautics Board. It's called Rule 240. It's now known as Rule 12020, but we won't get too deep into the weeds. What it really says is if the airline cancels your flight for any other reason than weather, that, you know, you can be rebooked. You can invoke Rule 240 or 120, and assuming they have an agreement with other airlines, they will then endorse your ticket over to that other carrier, and off you go. That works if they have an agreement with other airlines. Nobody has an agreement with Southwest. They have no interline agreements with anybody. The same applies to Allegiant or Avelo or Spirit, so that when you made the conscious decision to fly on an airline that they didn't have an agreement with, there was no way for them to endorse that ticket over to Southwest Airlines in the first place. That's what happened here. Now, they weren't fully disclosing to you what I just told you. They should have. Or in the future, you need to ask, what airlines can you endorse over to, and then try to book with one of those airlines. At this situation, you know, as this situation developed, I'm happy they gave you the $129 refund, where in fact a lot of people are still chasing that money. But that's the bottom line here. If your flight gets canceled or delayed, and you need to book on another airline, you better get that primary carrier to endorse it to that second carrier, or their responsibility ends right there. And in fact, if you have other connecting flights, it may easily cancel out your connecting flights as well. So be very, very careful. Here's one from Aubrey who writes, all right, another dispute with an airline. United canceled the flight for our family of five, never rebooked us, refused to refund us, eventually did refund us, but then recharged our credit card a month after the canceled flight. It has been nothing but a mess. Further, it was an operational issue, not weather. Just failure of staff to show up for the flight. Because it was operational, the travel insurance I purchased would not cover it. Aubrey, I have to tell you, that makes no sense at all. That's the one time your insurance should cover it. Anyway, she says, I have the documentation to support everything, and all I'm wanting is to straighten things out with United and to be made whole financially. So here's what you do, Aubrey. Number one, you email me to peter at petergreenberg.com with copies, not originals, of all of your correspondence with United, the receipts, the original flight numbers, and the confirmations, and we'll get into it. But there are two things here that I've got a question. One, because it was an operational issue, you're due an immediate refund. Weather, they can't hang it on weather, right? And it's clear based on what you said that they had a staff shortage. They didn't have anybody to operate the flight. That's why they canceled, or that's why they delayed. That's number one. But the second question I have, which I don't have an answer for, is I'd like to know what insurance you purchased that wouldn't cover you for an operational delay or an operational cancellation. Most insurance covers for that. It's the weather they don't cover for, right? It's the force majeure issues they don't cover for. So when you send me your documentation, please send me the name of your insurance company and maybe even a copy of the policy. I would love to see what their exclusions are, because right now this makes absolutely no sense to me. And this applies to everybody else out there. Anytime you're in a situation like this, you've got to be a good reporter. First and last names, titles, photos with your iPhone or cell phone of other documents, just witnesses if you need them. And then you go from there. Because other than that, you know, you're left saying, well, I talked to a guy named Vern, and he said, that's not good enough. You have to have a paper trail here. And in many cases, you have to create your own. What I do, especially when I have situations like this, is anytime I get somebody on the phone, whatever happens, whatever the disposition of that conversation is, I basically say, hey, can you give me your email? And they do. And then I confirm, I thank them for the conversation. I recap what was discussed. Most importantly, I recap what was resolved, and I thank them. And you have to have that paper trail, or you have very little standing. And most people, you know, don't think about that until it's too late. Don't get off that phone. Don't stop that conversation until you have first and last names and an emailable contact, not to mention their title. That's what's going to make the difference. If you don't do that, you are a victim waiting to happen. And right now, at least in my book, you're a victim. We're going to try to solve it, but we're doing it after the fact. I hope that makes sense. I'll look forward to hearing from you, peter@petergreenberg.com, and we'll get into it. And the same thing with Tammy's email about Delta. Okay, that music means we're out of time for this hour, but don't go anywhere. We have so much more when we come back from Las Vegas with updates about everything happening here in Las Vegas, not to mention solving more travel problems, and you know there are a lot of them. Back right after this.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production. Been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
Peter Greenberg here, back with you from Las Vegas as Eye on Travel continues. Of course, you can always get in touch with me. You know the drill. It's just an email to peter@petergreenberg.com. Just give me your name, your phone number, your question, or your problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Here's one from Len, who goes, I heard your radio show on airline rewards programs and currently have the Capital One Venture card, thinking of canceling it and going to the cashback card. Your thoughts on these programs? Well, you're not holding a card, Len, is tied to a particular airline. That's a good thing in this situation. You're earning points that you can then redeem for having them buy a ticket for you. So that is tangible. Those points that you earn with the Chase Sapphire card or the Capital One Venture card or a number of other cards are good because the choice still reigns with you as to where you want to use them, right? You're not begging the airline to redeem miles that they have no intention of redeeming. So right now, take a look at the actual the perks that you get with that Capital One Venture. They're very similar, by the way, to the ones you get with the Chase Sapphire card. And then pick a flight you want to purchase based on the points that you have. It's really as simple as that, okay? Here's one from Steve who writes, you were right to warn us about poor travel service by Delta. Well, actually, I never talked about poor travel service by Delta. Steve, I talked about poor airline service by everybody. But I'll read your letter. He said, I departed today on a Delta flight to Atlanta. Delta loaded up the plane with all seats filled. Then the pilot says, sorry to inform you, but we have a mechanical problem. We cannot get air to the engines to start. We await help. For those with connecting flights, Delta would put you on the next available flight. And he says, exactly as you predicted, the next available flight was full. Well, that's the reality. But in all fairness to Delta, I'm reminded of a story that actually gave Richard Nixon a sense of humor. Most people didn't think Richard Nixon had a sense of humor. Well, listen to this story. He was coming back from signing an arms treaty with Brezhnev in Russia, and the protocol for heads of state is that if you're a foreign head of state flying to the United States, you fly on your own flag carrier to the United States. But if you're flying within the United States, then you fly on a U.S. carrier. And the same protocol is applied to U.S. heads of state flying overseas. So, of course, the president flies to Moscow on Air Force One, but to go from Moscow to Odessa or Kyiv or any other location, he flies on Aeroflot. And Nixon is in one of those cities having signed this agreement with Brezhnev. And now it's time to say goodbye. The band is on the runway. Gromyko, for those of you old enough, remember him. The number two is there with his big fur hat waving goodbye. The band is playing. Nixon boards the plane. and the plane is going nowhere. It's just sitting. They haven't even started the engines. And there's a lot of confusion because usually your wheel's up the minute the president boards the plane. And finally, the head of the Soviet Air Force walks on the plane with the colonel from the Air Force who was in charge of that plane and said, "Mr. President, we're very sorry, but this plane is broken. This plane cannot fly. It can't go anywhere. And this is the colonel responsible for this. What should we do with him?" And Nixon looked up and without hesitation said, "Promote him." "No, no, Mr. President, you understand. This plane is broken. It's very sick. It cannot fly. It cannot go anywhere. This is the man responsible. What should we do with him?" And Nixon said, "As I said, you should promote him." And the Air Force chief was like perplexed. He said, "Mr. President, why?" And Nixon responded immediately. He said, "Because you found out the plane was broken on the ground." Now let's go back to your Delta story. Safety first. And you cannot blame Delta for putting safety first. So in this situation, it's not about bad airline service. It's about responsible airline service. And on that, you cannot fault Delta. I can fault Delta on a lot of things these days, and I do where it's appropriate. This is not one of those. And the fact that all the planes are full leads me to believe that for all of you listening, what you should do is give yourself at least 4 hours between connecting flights so that if your first flight is late or cancels, that you have enough time to get on that second or third flight, not the first one out, because you're already holding a seat on it. That would be my advice, and I hope you take it. But again, anytime an airline tells me they have a mechanical problem, I don't get angry. I say thank you, and you should as well. Remember, we've had the best 25 years of aviation safety since the Wright brothers, and we should be very thankful for that. Of course, the question that's always asked, usually because I'm the one asking it, is we may not be able to improve on that record, but can we maintain it? And that opens the door to a longer conversation about maintenance in general, about parts, about expertise, about staff, about oversight and inspections. And that'll take too long on this segment to get into. But bottom line is, you want to dump on Delta, don't dump on them because they found that there was something wrong with the plane and decided to deal with it before going down the runway. All right, that really is the bottom line. Safety first. But in a future show, I will devote a substantial amount of time to discussing maintenance issues that you need to know about and that the federal government needs to know about providing proper oversight, proper inspection, especially on maintenance operations outside the United States, where a lot of airlines are sending their planes for required maintenance. I'm not saying they're doing a bad job, but there's a language issue and there's no federal inspection of the work. That's the problem. I hope you know that. And we'll deal with that in a future show. That music means we're out of time for this show. I want to thank a lot of people. Of course, Anthony Protus Chung for producing it here, Amanda Morris, our producer, and of course, Jeff Ryder doing the boards back in Connecticut. We will see you next week, everybody, from another remote location somewhere around the world. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.